Now, I've read a great many books that have no indexes, but I never before met a book where you have the index and not the book. And that was what happened with the Book of Miracles. There was a rather elaborate index prepared, and it's from that that I used the number 150. This is an index to each paragraph in the book. It gives the first word in the paragraph and the last words in the paragraph, and usually one or two words in between. The entries run something like this. There was a young maid of Colonel Ashford. Dot, 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 dot. Of God and His love. That was on page 10 of the Book of Miracles. On page 11, G.F. was at a great meeting. Dot, dot, dot. Not long after. Very well. In addition to the beginning's ends, certain key words in the passage were mentioned. For instance, the word sick in the index is in both of these. The word sick is. So if you want to know every word that we know, it runs like this. There was a young maid of Colonel Ashford, dot, 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 sick, dot, 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 and God and His love, of God and His love. And the second one, G.F. was at a great meeting, dot, 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 judge, dot, 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 sick, dot, 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 not long after, very well. Well, this gives you some idea of the nature of this Book of Miracles. And I mention it today because it's one of the illustrations of what I call the psychic or claimed psychic or powers that George Fox possessed. By the way, I think I know what that second one was. Shall I read what he says in the journal? Because some of these, I think, are in the journal. This is when he was in America, in Maryland. On the 27th day, we passed by water 20 miles to a meeting, a very large one. Some hundreds of the world were there, an establishing meeting it was. And after the meeting was done, one, a judge's wife, that was that side of the country, he is one of the assembly, she being at the meeting, desired to speak with me and desired me to go down with her to her house, for her husband was sick and not like to live. It was 3 miles. And it being after the meeting, I was hot, but I got... But I got a horse and went with her. And he was finally raised up and afterwards came to our meetings. And then I came 3 miles back to the house of the man being much refreshed when I left him. I don't know, but I rather suspect the Book of Miracles told that story with words that I have quoted and more, and that this is a story like that. I'll pass this book around for you to glance at. It gives the various, the second half of the book, the first half's introduction, the second half gives quotations like this. apart from the effect on people's bodies, I think he had an effect on their feelings. He's the kind of person that apparently had what we would call today a magnetic influence. I don't mean anything. I don't mean anything in the realm of physics, but I mean magnetic, as we use the word, that he was a personality that was attractive and people were interested in. He met people, strangers, and they were impressed. He spoke, and many people were deeply moved. And he was much loved. Much loved. It's impossible today, reading his journal and his sermons and his even drier writings, even drier than the journal, to see why people thought so much of him. Some of his sermons were taken down. Well, if that's the way he preached, it wouldn't move me today and wouldn't move any of us here. But, as you know perfectly well, a personality is so much more than what a man says. Furthermore, if he lives in a different era, when the whole mindset is so different from ours, that you just have to take it, that for his age and for England in the 17th century and for the hungry religious people, he spoke to their condition. Or as he would say, Christ spoke to their condition through him. And many were, again, quote, convinced. Now with all this, with anything that he had that was visionary, he was a very practical person. Very practical. Sensible. The more he saw through people, the more he knew how to deal with them practically. He had a sense of humor. That's another thing that's very hard to tell from one period of history to another, but I think he had. You know that, don't you? Awfully hard to tell a sense of humor. In fact, it's very hard to tell what the sense of humor of contemporary British people is, as you find, and vice versa, I might say. You can tell the funniest stories in the world in England today, and nobody laugh, and then they'll tell their stories that don't seem to you funny, and they just bubble over with laughter, and you wonder what they're laughing at. They're like some people I know that can read right through the New Yorker with a straight face. You'll have to take my word for it, or take my guess for it, that of its kind, George Fox had a sense of humor. Former President Adelot of Swarthmore College wrote an article once on Fox's sense of humor. And I guess he was right at that. You see whether you can tell as you read along. I think his influence then rests on personal traits as well as such viewpoints, such religious viewpoints, such interpretation of religion as I spoke of as characterizing France at the time. I have here a list of some of the things that either you will read or will not read in his journal, showing that two things. First, that he made an impression on people, and second, that he didn't mind reporting that he did. Now, those two things you can put as you like in the situation. These are things that he wrote either in the original journal or some of them kept in the edited journal, though here again the editors were a little choosy. Somebody said, this man is a pearl. Or, have a care of him, he is a princely man. Or, here are more people flock after him than are about my Lord Protector's court. You know, just think of that. Compared with all the famous dancers and our actors and actresses and so on, and all the people that you see, hordes of people meeting at the railway station, there are more people there about Fox than ever came to these voluntary assemblies. He is a worthy man and worthy to be heard. George, thou findest out all things. George is over all. A soldier sent to arrest him. He shines, he glisters. Once when he was held a prisoner, they had a dozen soldiers guarding him. And they were particularly careful of the chimney for fear he'd somehow escape up the chimney. They just thought there was, well, he was a peculiar prisoner and needed particular attention, they thought. He is such a man as never was. He knows people's thoughts. And again, they said, never such a man came into the country, I guess that means county, that had reconciled neighbor to neighbor and husband to wife and turned many people away from their loose living. You recognize that all these are what Fox himself reports. So you have the double prism of his attitude and their attitude, and now it comes down to us. Here are one or two that are in the published journal. He is pure as a bell. There never was such a book, he says. He wrote a book, a manuscript book, and the authorities stole it and took it away. He said there never was such a book. Well, I expect a great many authors feel that way, but not all of them would say it.